在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
北京万国语大学，北京万语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House.Beijing Foreign Studies University.
New Standard English Senior High, Book 8. Editors-in-Chief, Jian Lin, Simon Greenall.Vice Editor-in-Chief, Zhan Lian Zhong. Writers, David Newbold, Kathy Flower. Published by Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press in conjunction with Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright, Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press and Macmillan Publishers Limited.
Students' Book. Module 1.Deep South. Reading and Vocabulary. 1. Activity 1. Read the passage and choose a heading for each paragraph. Antarctica, the last continent. Paragraph 1.
Antarctica is the coldest place on Earth. It's also the driest. With annual rainfall close to zero, Antarctica is technically a desert.Covering about 14 million square kilometers around the South Pole, it is the fifth largest continent in the world. A high mountain range, the Trans-Antarctica Range, runs from east to west, cutting the continent in two. There are volcanoes too, but they are not very active. Antarctica holds 90% of the world's ice, and most of its fresh water, 70%, is in a frozen state, of course.98% of the surface is covered permanently in the ice cap. On average, it is 2 kilometers thick, but in some places it reaches a depth of 5 kilometers. Strong winds driven by gravity blow from the pole to the coastline, while other winds blow round the coast. It is difficult to imagine a more inhospitable place.
Paragraph 2.
Yet Antarctica is full of wildlife which has adapted to its extreme conditions. There are different types of penguins, flying birds, seals, and whales. But the long Antarctic winter night, which lasts for 182 days, the longest period of continuous darkness on Earth, as well as the extreme cold and lack of rainfall, means that few types of plants can survive there.Only two types of flowering plants are found, while there are no trees on the large continent. The rest of the plants are made up of mosses, algae, and lichen. Some forms of algae have adapted to grow on ice.
Paragraph 3.
Most of the ice has been there for thousands of years. As a result, it has become a window on the past.And can give researchers lots of useful information. Gases and minerals in the form of volcanic dust trapped in the ice can tell us a lot about what the world's climate was like in past ages. Antarctic rocks are also very important for research. Most of them are meteorites from outer space. One rock, known as the Alien Rock, may contain evidence of extraterrestrial life.Since most Antarctic rocks are dark in color, they stand out against the white background and are easy to identify and collect.
Paragraph 4.
Antarctica was the last continent to be discovered. But more than 2,000 years ago, Greek geographers believed that there was a large landmass in the south which balanced the land in the north. They called it Antiarcticus.Or Antarctica, the opposite of Arctic. When Europeans discovered the continent of America in the 15th century, the great age of exploration began. However, progress to the South Pole was slow. Not until the late 18th century did the British explorer James Cook cross the Antarctic Circle, but he never saw land. Then, in 1895,
a Norwegian called Carsten Borchgrevink
became the first man to set foot on the Antarctic mainland. The race to the pole had begun. It was finally reached on the 11th of December 1911 by the Norwegian Roald Amundsen.
Paragraph 5.
Today, scientists from many countries travel to Antarctica to study its resources. A spirit of international friendship has replaced the rivalry that existed between many of the earlier explorers. In 1961, a treaty signed by 12 countries, including Britain, France, and the USA, made Antarctica the world's biggest nature reserve. The aim of the treaty is to prevent the commercial and military use of the continent. In particular, it aims to keep Antarctica free from nuclear tests and radioactive waste, to promote international scientific projects, and to end arguments about who owns the land. Today, countries representing 80% of the world's population have signed the treaty. Antarctica has become perhaps the most successful symbol of man's efforts to work together for progress and peace.